Was there any kind of period after the family said that the people wore black?
Oh, definitely. I think for a year.
Was that...
And then they wore lavender and white.
Really?
For a certain period after that.
After the black?
Yes.
Then the lavender? Or was it...
And then the lavender and then white.
Is that was
and they didn't get married again until after they got out of mourning, either.
Now this would be say a widow, with the children, or just the wife.
Just a widow.
Widow.
And almost everyone did wear black
for that, like
for a certain period of mourning.
Were there? I guess you have remembrance of. The trouble with the diseases when some type of epidemic would hit, or I know it was a lot different when there were no immunizations against so many things.
No. Well, I would say that the yellow fever epidemics, now I don't recall, I was too young. When we had a yellow fever epidemics in Savannah, though of course my mother had always told us about that, but the horrors of the yellow fever epidemics. But now the worst epidemic that I can recall was during World War II, the influenza, we called it the Spanish influenza epidemic. It was, the doctors knew nothing about it, and they did not know how to treat it. And people, just whole families were wiped out. They were all ill at the same time and too ill one to do for another. And the doctors worked day and night around the clock. They didn't know what to do for it. And I have heard it said after it was all over that if they had a little whiskey to give the patient, that they could save them.
Really?
That's right.
Is this a kind of flu that we know now, but it just definitely...
Well, it was Spanish influenza. I don't know if that's what they called it. Now, it was so bad and wobbly until in the minutes they state that the city council met and, you know, in those days, the soda fountains used glasses to serve lemonade, Coca-Cola, and all sorts of soda pops and things like that. They asked the drugstore people to close their fountains for the duration, and the barbershop for the same thing. And made all and asked people not to congregate.
I guess they were really
on the streets and all, they're passing it on. And of course, they discontinued school. It was so serious to keep it from spreading.
Must have been the winter months then.
It must have been. I don't recall what time of year, but I'm sure it was during the winter months that it was so bad. And now we had two right bad epidemics of influenza. And then they had an epidemic in Ridley, where they set up a pest house out of the country.
Pest?
A smallpox epidemic. And they hired the doctors to immunize. They did have that immunization then for smallpox. Mm-hmm. And they set up a pest house where people could be carried. And I suppose they were nursed with people that had already had smallpox.
Well, they had people went to the pest house.
And I think it spread up here from Millen and Midville, because I recall reading something in the minutes about they asked the passenger trains not to let any people off at Rodney that had come, had boarded the train in either Millen or Midville, and that they posted guards at the river bridge down here
really bad.
To keep people from coming into town from that direction.